good town and put that lamp on. You know, that helped it.
That would make it. Yeah. Yeah, he's supposed to help me. Now, if a person ate something that didn't agree with them and they couldn't keep it down, you'd say, well, you know, if they
their mama didn't eat it.
If they can't keep it down. Now, if a person was vomiting, you'd say, well, he's sick.
Sick to his stomach.
And talking especially like in the older days, if a young man and young woman were going out together a lot, you know, and looked like kind of like they were getting serious, people might say, well, they're
getting serious.
In talking about this young man, they and what he was doing, they'd say, well, he's really a
nice man.
Mm-hmm. And would they ever say that he was something like he was courting her? They'd say that they were courting or something. Yeah. Have you heard that?
People
used to say.
Yeah, that young couple just courting one another.
Then if they were courting, then they'd say that this boy was hit her was this girl's would they call him her sweetheart or
called boyfriend.
Old boyfriend, and then they'd say that she was his
girlfriend.
Now suppose that he asked her to marry him, and instead of marrying him, she ran off with somebody else. Now you'd say that what did she do to him? She did you ever hear anybody say she jilted him?
I don't know. I never did do that.
You never. I know you didn't do it. But did you ever hear of anybody do something like that? Well, what if she did? If she went ahead and then if she did accept him, you'd say, well, they just went ahead and got
married.
Mm-hmm. And then now at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is called the
best man. And we didn't have none.
Oh, you didn't have none. Well, what about the girl that stands up with the bride? It's called the
bridesmaid.
And now, did you ever hear of people when a couple would get married, they go over, so much of their friends would go over and make a lot of
shivering.
Yeah, did they do that?
Yes.
What would they do?
They'd just take every kind of thing that'd make a racket. And shoot guns and
they did.
They'd go around and around your house a hollering and
did they do that when you got married?
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Did they used to do that to everybody?
About near to everybody.
Mm-hmm. But it'd be your friends.
Yeah, just be your friends, you know. Mm-hmm. Just a bunch of youngsters get together and do that.
Well,
they thought they'd get a bushel of fun out of it.
Well, I guess they don't do that anymore, though.
No, they don't do that anymore. No.
Well, I bet they had fun doing that.
Lord, yes. Mm-hmm. And in the winter, at Christmas times, you know, they would go to people's houses and shiver in.
Oh, they did?
People, you know.
Oh, at Christmas time.
For Christmas times, you know, celebrating Christmas.
Celebrating Christmas.
And of course, after they got through, we'd treat them with cake, you know, and things.
Oh, well, that's really interesting. Now, where do your children live? Different places.
I've got two girls in California and a son.
Uh-huh.
And I got a daughter out here in Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
And there's two that live here in Fort Smith.
Uh-huh.
And one at Alma.
Uh-huh. And one lives over.
That one lives at Alma,
uh-huh.
And one down east of Van Buren. She was here yesterday.
Oh, she was?
And my sons, one of them's in California, and the other lives down there at Alma.
Oh.
They just scattered.
They scattered then, pretty much, yeah. Now, if...